山西省2021年初中学业水平考试英语逆袭成果卷。一、情景反应。本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三幅图片中选出与你所听到的信息相关联的一项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。
Number one, it's a good choice to eat vegetables for lunch to keep fit.
So it is. They are good for our health, and my favorite is carrots.
It's a good choice to eat vegetables for lunch to keep fit.
So it is. They are good for our health, and my favorite is carrots.
Number two, Frank, why do you look so worried?
I want to take some notes while reading, but I can't find my pencil case anywhere.
Frank, why do you look so worried?
I want to take some notes while reading,But I can't find my pencil case anywhere.
Number three. Excuse me, smoking is not allowed in the restaurant.
Sorry, I will put it out at once.
Excuse me, smoking is not allowed in the restaurant.
Sorry, I will put it out at once.
Number four. What does your uncle do, Mike?
He is a teacher. He enjoys teaching students knowledge and study skills.
What does your uncle do, Mike?
He is a teacher. He enjoys teaching students knowledge and study skills.
Number five. The summer holiday is coming.I don't know how to spend it.
Why not climb the mountain and see the sunrise? It must be very beautiful.
The summer holiday is coming. I don't know how to spend it.
Why not climb the mountain and see the sunrise? It must be very beautiful.
R.对话理解，本题共五个小题，每小题你将听到一组对话和一个问题，请你从每小题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出一个最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。
Number six. Hi, Jack.Did you go to the museum with Bob yesterday afternoon?
No, he had to help his mom with housework. Instead, I went with my cousin, Tom.
Question, who helped his mom do housework yesterday afternoon? Hi, Jack. Did you go to the museum with Bob yesterday afternoon?
No, he had to help his mom with housework.Instead, I went with my cousin, Tom.
Question, who helped his mom do housework yesterday afternoon? Number seven, what will you show at our music party on Thursday?
Sing a song. Don't you know it has been put off till Friday? There are 2 days left, and I need to practice more.
Question.What day is it today? What will you show at our music party on Thursday?
Sing a song. Don't you know it has been put off till Friday? There are 2 days left, and I need to practice more.
Question, what day is it today? Number 8. Mr. Brown, I'd like to find 2 books about Chinese culture to search for some information for my report.
Okay. Please show me your student card and don't take your food in.
Question. Where are the 2 speakers? Mr. Brown, I'd like to find 2 books about Chinese culture to search for some information for my report.
Okay. Please show me your student card and don't take your food in.
Question. Where are the 2 speakers? Number 9. Timmy, you were absent from class yesterday. What's the matter with you?
Sorry, Mrs. Smith. I had a bad cold and my parents took me to the hospital.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the 2 speakers? Timmy, you were absent from class yesterday. What's the matter with you?
Sorry, Mrs. Smith. I had a bad cold and my parents took me to the hospital.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the 2 speakers? Number 10. Dad, do you have enough money for my new computer?
Well, it depends on your grades, not the money.
Question. What does the man mean? Dad, do you have enough money for my new computer?
Well, it depends on your grades, not the money.
Question. What does the man mean?
三、语篇理解。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据短文内容和所提出的5个问题，从每小题所给的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出一个最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。
Xiaofeng is a high school student. He was told he had a serious blood cancer 5 years ago. Since then, his father, Song Jieshu, has been keeping a diary for him. Till now, Song has written a total of 1.22 million words. He hopes that his son can recover as soon as possible and read the diary one day. Most of the diary is about the diet and treatment of his son. He also records his son's daily life. For example, he was clear that a blood cancer patient was not allowed to eat sweet things. He wrote about his worry when his son had taken a piece of sweet cake on his birthday. 2 years ago, after Song went back to Shanghai to work, his wife recorded his son's daily life in a notebook and then sent it to him. In order not to miss anything about his son, he always read every word carefully after work and recorded all the information in his diary at the end of the day. He said that he had been doing this every day without stopping ever since his son was sick. He hoped his son would be able to read them in the future to learn about the efforts his family made to help him get through the disease.
Xiaofeng is a high school student. He was told he had a serious blood cancer 5 years ago. Since then, his father, Song Jieshu, has been keeping a diary for him. Till now, Song has written a total of 1.22 million words. He hopes that his son can recover as soon as possible and read the diary one day. Most of the diary is about the diet and treatment of his son. He also records his son's daily life. For example, he was clear that a blood cancer patient was not allowed to eat sweet things. He wrote about his worry when his son had taken a piece of sweet cake on his birthday. 2 years ago, after Song went back to Shanghai to work, his wife recorded his son's daily life in a notebook and then sent it to him. In order not to miss anything about his son, He always read every word carefully after work and recorded all the information in his diary at the end of the day. He said that he had been doing this every day without stopping ever since his son was sick. He hoped his son would be able to read them in the future to learn about the efforts his family made to help him get through the disease.
Four, 听力填空。本题你将听到一篇短文，请你根据所听内容完成下面的表格，并将获取的信息填到答题卡相应的位置上，每空一词。
Nowadays, with the development of technology, learning has greatly changed. Let's see the way of learning about soccer. In the past, it was hard for students to find the information they needed. If someone wanted to learn more about soccer, he or she could turn to a soccer coach for help. The student could also go to the library or bookstore to find information, checking out books about soccer or looking for magazine articles about the sport. But these methods would take a lot of time. However, today, things have changed greatly. With the internet, students can find information in a much shorter time than before. For example, a person who wants to know the rules of soccer can search the internet or read books about it without having to go out. The student can look at the website of a favorite soccer team. The student can even watch videos that show how to play the game properly. The way works well. There is so much information on the internet for us to learn. Thanks to technology, we can learn anything in a faster and more efficient way. It brings so much convenience to us.
Nowadays, with the development of technology, learning has greatly changed. Let's see the way of learning about soccer. In the past, it was hard for students to find the information they needed. If someone wanted to learn more about soccer, he or she could turn to a soccer coach for help. The student could also go to the library or bookstore to find information, checking out books about soccer, or looking for magazine articles about the sport. But these methods would take a lot of time. However, today, things have changed greatly. With the internet, students can find information in a much shorter time than before. For example, a person who wants to know the rules of soccer can search the internet or read books about it without having to go out. The student can look at the website of a favorite soccer team. The student can even watch videos that show how to play the game properly. The way works well. There is so much information on the internet for us to learn. Thanks to technology, we can learn anything in a faster and more efficient way. It brings so much convenience to us.